President Donald Trump was in Indianapolis over the weekend. Trump was speaking to the annual Future Farmers of America convention. The nonpartisan organization provides technical and agricultural training for an estimated 600,000 members across the country. The president used the opportunity to condemn a gunman's attack on a Pittsburgh synagogue earlier on Saturday, which killed 11 people.
This wicked act of mass murder is pure evil, hard to believe, and frankly, something that is unimaginable. Our nation and the world are shocked and stunned by the grief. This was an anti-Semitic act. You wouldn't think this would be possible in this day and age, but we just don't seem to learn from the past. Our minds cannot comprehend the cruel hate and the twisted malice that could cause a person to unleash such terrible violence during a baby naming ceremony. This was a baby naming ceremony at a sacred house of worship on the holy day of Sabbath.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb directed flags across the state to be flown at half staff to honor the victims of the tragedy at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Flags should be flown at half staff until sunset on Wednesday, October 31st. The Future Farmers of America convention in Indianapolis began with a blessing and prayer from an area pastor and a rabbi. In his address, President Trump criticized countries receiving U.S. aid and support, remarking on his directives to Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue.
We're standing in line. There must have been 40 farmers, all of them really badly hurt, some devastated, some wiped out. And he said, sir, I've been doing and growing cotton for 25 years. And he was crying. He said, this was the best crop I've ever grown. This was the finest. He was explaining to me about cotton. I don't know too much about cotton other than I want to grow a lot of it in this country. But he was explaining how, sir, this was the best. And he's going like this. I mean, he said it's the best crop he ever had. And then in 5 hours, sir, I had nothing. I was wiped out. And I said to our man, Sonny Perdue, Sonny, we help so many people, but we don't help our people. We don't help them like we should. We got to help these people. He was wiped out. He wasn't asking for anything. He wasn't even thinking about it. And he got wiped out. And they had a rough season, as you know, last year, with a much smaller level of storm, but still a rough season. And I said, Sonny, we got to help these people out. And that's what we're going to be doing. Because we help people out, and we help countries out that don't even appreciate it. We give billions and billions of dollars all over the world. We protect countries with our military. They don't pay us. We do so much for so many. And here we have a cotton farmer who works his ass off his whole life. And I send checks for billions of dollars. Don't worry, a lot of it's going to be is being cut back. You'll hear about it when you see all these protests from people. And we give billions of dollars to places, and they don't even vote for us at the United Nations. It's unbelievable. They vote against us on things that are very popular. They vote against us. It's called no respect. But they do vote now that I'm president. They have been voting very nicely. Thank you.
President Trump used the opportunity to tell the crowd of thousands of blue corduroy-clad young farmers that his policies are aimed at stabilizing U.S. agricultural trade with other countries around the world. President Trump's trade policies have repeatedly led to retaliatory tariffs from China, particularly on soy and corn.
I went to President Xi and he agreed to do it, and it was great. And it'll all work out between China and the United States. It's, you know, they've been doing very well against us for 25, 30 years. They've been doing beyond well, taking out $500 billion a year out of the United States. Would you say that's a lot? That's a lot of corn. That's a lot of wheat. That's a lot of soybeans. Can't do that. I said, you can't do that. So we're in a trade dispute. I want to use that word because it's a nice soft word. But we're going to win. You know why? Because we always win.
Incumbent Republican Congressman Trey Hollingsworth from Indiana's 9th District, which includes Brown, Monroe, and Lawrence counties, also spoke alongside the president on Saturday.
I'm so excited to be here, and I'm so excited to work alongside the administration every single day to build a brighter, stronger, better future for America. And that is what this president has been about from day one all the way through to today. I know that there were some dark times that we felt like America had once lost its way, but today we can reassuredly tell the American people that the future will be brighter, and this century will be another American century for American producers, American manufacturers, and most importantly, American farmers.
Please get out and vote for them.
Hollingsworth is in a close race with Democratic challenger Liz Watson. The probability website 538 estimates Hollingsworth maintaining a narrow lead over Watson. 538 puts Hollingsworth at 52% of the vote in the heavily purple district, with Watson sitting around 47%. Indiana's 9th congressional district is often referred to as the Bloody Ninth, because it's a toss-up each time. Midterm elections take place on November 6th, 8 days from now.